Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Well, welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me on our anniversary week. My website's the smallbusinessadvocate.com, and please check out the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. The Age Curve is a book that Ken Grumbach wrote, Kenneth W. Grumbach, about how to profit from the coming demographic storm. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. Ken's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 16 years, coming up on 17 next February. We're talking, Ken, about global population, where some of the problems are. They got problems really almost everywhere except the U.S., right? Maybe I should say the Americas, other than the Americas, right?
The Americas are in good shape, yeah. And the Americas, and the country that's in the best shape, of course, in the Americas is the United States.
Yeah.
And what we're benefiting from in the United States is immigration of the best and the brightest. From the EU, immigration of the best and the brightest from India, immigration of the best and the brightest from South Korea and China.
And can I stick something else in there? Our immigrants, two things. Number one, our immigrants are not coming into our country causing trouble, for the most part, like they are in some parts of the world. And number two, when they come here, I know that there's a lot of complaints. We still have a ways to go. I know we got some improvements we can make. But in general, in the main, we assimilate them. And
wonderfully.
And that's been a wonderful testament to this great experiment we call America.
Well, there were immigrants about 125 years ago that essentially were despised by people that, you know, Americans that had been here for a while. They wouldn't let them use bathrooms. They wouldn't let them work. They wouldn't let them do
the
anything.
The Irish, you know, for example?
The Irish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly correct. The Irish were not considered white. I mean, who's whiter than somebody from Ireland?
That's right. So what about, let's get to the food issue, though, Kim, because we've talked about some of this other stuff in the past, but we haven't spent a lot of time talking about the food. How are these people going to, are we going to have enough food for these, how many did you say, 10 million by 2050? I mean, 10 billion? I mean trillion, yeah. 10 trillion. I can't.
No.
I have to think of it. 10 billion, 10 billion by 2050.
Let me tell you a quick story. I'm speaking to a university, and I had 20 students in a room, and this was like a month and a half ago. And I asked them, I said, how many people are in the world? 10 million, 10 billion, or 10 trillion? And across the board, 20 people raised their hands at 10 trillion. That's what they thought. And I said, if there were 10 trillion, 7 trillion people in the world, then we would have 20,000 people in this room.
Yeah, sorry.
No. Well, here's the deal, Jim. I spoke at a big agriculture producer conference in Oregon about a month ago. We produce twice the food we need every day. Mm-hmm. We throw it away. We literally throw it away. So the quality of food is not the issue. It's the distribution of food and the preservation of food. Most of the food that's wasted is wasted at the consumer level.
Mm-hmm.
So are we capable of feeding 10 billion people? Hands down. The problem is there are 1 billion people in the world, and probably about half of them in India and half of them on the continent of Africa, that you wake up hungry, go hungry all day, and go to bed hungry. And the reason is we can't get the food to them. You can't get the food to them through their government because their government sells it before it distributes it.
Yeah, corruption.
Yeah, total corruption. But here's what's going to happen to the world.
There are quite a few people, including major corporations, who are trying to figure out right now how to feed the people in sub-Saharan Africa. And in ways including distribution, but also agriculture. And for decades, organizations that I know, the people that I know personally, have been developing fertilizers to help people in those part of the world, help them grow their plants and more sustainable seeds.
Exactly.
But it's still not getting done.
It is the big story. because sub-Saharan Africa's population by 2050 should increase by 400%.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to go from, the continent of Africa is a billion. It will be 4 billion. You want an emerging market. Africa will make China look like...
Really?
Yeah, and like, you know, child's play compared to what will happen there. And it's happening...
That doesn't sound like a good scenario, though, when you look at what's going on over there with the disease and the lack of education, the corruption of the governments. That sounds like a really ugly possibility, Ken.
Yeah, it does on the surface. But you see, you can't increase the population without fixing those things.
Yeah, because otherwise it takes care of itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, think of population. Think of the population of Africa as, or population of anywhere, but let's talk about the continent of Africa as a bathtub. Babies come out of the spout and dead people go down the drain. If you want to fill up the tub, you have to plug the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you have to keep people alive.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you keep people alive is you feed them, you give them medicine,
better
and
health,
education,
care.
And technology. What's happening is the United States is now in competition with China for the mineral rights.
China is big time in Africa right now, and have been for a long time.
So what's going to happen going forward? The Chinese are way ahead of us, but I do believe that the Africans are going to choose the Western world rather than communism. What will happen is instead of men and women dying at 35 and 40 years old, they're going to die at 80 years old like the rest of the world. And that's essentially the population of the country by 40 birth years.
Mm-hmm.
So their population is going to mushroom, but it's going to change the culture of the world. Absolutely.
When we come back, I'm going to have Ken talk to us about this 10 billion population Earth scenario and then what happens after that and what that means to you and me in the meantime. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Ken Grombach. KGCDirect.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.